Thomas Cudahy built the Nore Lass, a 22-foot racing cot, in 1905. The boat went on to compete in all the major regattas of the time until, apparently too beautiful to break up, the boat was retired to a shed. Thomas Cudahy Jr., grandson of the original boat builder, and Shem Caulfield, who helped with the Nore Lass Conservation Project, told Eleanor Flagg the story of cutthroat river racing and how racing cots evolved from fishing vessels amid the boats, cots, punts and wherries that once formed the floating population of the River Nore.
I met a man called Dottie Power, who as a young fella, back in the 30s and 40s, would have seen those boats. He remembers seeing them over in the mill opposite us here, turned upside down and the men greasing the bottoms of them for racing. Now, technical experts tell me that actually greasing the boat with what they were using would have had a negative effect, but they thought that it was going to have a positive, well, I don't know, a positive effect. But he remembers them, and he remembers them as round-bottom old devils, very hard to stay in.
Was Thomas Cudahy a boat builder by profession?
By profession, yeah. He developed his craft like at a young age by starting out fishing. And then he developed the craft like as all families, a lot of families could build their own cots like, because that's how they survived. You know, everything was done by hand and they developed the skills from their elders. So by profession, he made his living in the early years and later years. And even he built some pleasure boats as well. Now, I wouldn't know the name of them, but people, you know, would tell me like that some of the boats he built were massive boats, not massive in the sense they couldn't be built locally. They were built in the local hall and like they were brought down to the river then and launched, and people, they were pleasure craft generally, like, you know. He built boats, cots, punts and wherries. Like, they're the particular boats that in some instances in those the scale are, the punts were short little boats, you know, for up and down the river. The wherries often were used to bring the sallies when they cut the sallies and when they cut the sedge in the spring for tatching. You know, they still exist in Moonkind today, that you can, it would be a wider boat and couldn't be particularly for racing or fishing, but to be able to carry a load. Like all boat builders, they all had their own craft and they were probably turning out great boats. And like, it was all down to the particular river. Down on the shore now, you'd have to judge the tides, and you had that neap tide, you could fish maybe all day to be a low tide, and you'd have the strong running tide, then you'd have to come in out of it.
The Nore Lass is a beautiful boat. It's very graceful and streamlined and long and slender. When was it last used?
It was last used in 1954, I think, in the River Barrow at a regatta.
The tradition is fishermen fighting for the honour and the glory, really, if you like, of being the best boatmen. You have people in, let's just say, in New Ross who were fishing, who would paddle to Waterford, compete in a race, and paddle home on the tide. Now you're talking maybe 10, 12 miles to get, more even, to get to Waterford, and then race, and then come back. And the men who won or raced those boats were held in very high esteem, and the men who built those boats were held in high esteem. And that's where Tom Cudahy comes in. Tom was regarded as one of the great boat builders. And it's often said that a good carpenter or joiner never made a good boat, that making a good boat is more akin to making a musical instrument. And I don't mean to be disrespectful to carpenters and joiners. They make a very sound, solid boat, but it doesn't have that essential thing, that life, that life force that you see there. And I see that you were impressed when you saw, when you laid your eyes on the Nore Lass for the first time. There's something exquisite about its lines. It has a life, it has an energy. And to put that into a boat or into an object is, there's where the skill is. I've made some of those boats there. They can be, you know, dead and lacking energy. I'm not saying they are. The top two here, the Maria Beck and Star of Thomastown, are very fine boats. but it wouldn't compare to the Nor Lass in terms of the energy that it has, latent energy inside in itself, you know.
It's like comparing a cart horse to a thoroughbred, really.
Yeah, well, it is, yeah. And you know with thoroughbreds, the distance between complete fitness and complete breakdown is very, very narrow. You know, they say great athletes are only milliseconds away from complete physical breakdown, that they push it to that limit. And you can see with the Nor Lass, and I'm glad you brought that up, it would be regarded that the Nor Lass in itself really pushed the edge in terms of boat building. It's a round bottom boat, there is no keel in it, and it would be very, very giddy if you were just to sit in that boat, because it'll rock and roll. It needed forward motion for stability. It was important to us again that the public would have access to see this beautiful part of their heritage and of their fishing heritage, and that people like Tom Cudahy Senior, his craft would be recognised and acknowledged, because throughout the country, a lot of those vernacular crafts and expertise, if you like, and vision, right, go unrecognised, be that a blacksmith making a gate, someone making a boat, someone making a dry stone wall. Wonderful, there's a wonderful set of skills and knowledge. You know, these things are imbued with those. And it wasn't learned from a book, if you like. It was built up naturally over generations of finding the design, the solution to a set of particular problems. So we're very honoured and very privileged to have the Nor Lass here in Thomastown in all her beauty.
Thomas Cudahy Jr. and Shem Cofield there talking to Eleanor Flegg, and the Nor Lass, fully conserved, is on public display in Grennan Mill Craft School, Thomastown, County Kilkenny.